Step into the Gen X time machine and rewind to the era of rolled jeans, flipped collars, and boomboxes blasting on every corner. Let's take a trip back to the 80s and 90s, where we relive the trends and unforgettable moments that shaped Generation X and made us who we are today.
Hey there, fellow Gen Xers. Welcome back to the Gen X time machine. Today, we're taking a stroll down memory lane where dreams of circuits and high-tech gizmos came true. Radio Shack. You remember, right? That magical little store where your dad went to buy fuses and somehow walked out with a remote control car for you because he needed to test something. Let's set the stage. It's the late 70s, maybe early 80s. You're in a strip mall, right? Next to the video rental place and a local pizza joint. You see the iconic red and white Radio Shack sign. Inside, shelves lined with parts and pieces you barely understood, but were somehow still fascinating. If you were lucky, they'd have one of those TRS-80 computers out for demo, the Trash 80, as the nerds lovingly called it. Did you dare touch it? Maybe. Did you understand it? Definitely not. But man, wasn't it cool to pretend? Okay, let's rewind even further. Radio Shack's origins go all the way back to 1921. Yeah, the Roaring Twenties. It started in Boston as a mail order shop for ham radio operators. Picture this, two brothers, Theodore and Milton Deutschman, running a tiny storefront catering to a niche group of radio enthusiasts. They named it Radio Shack because, well, in the Navy, the Radio Shack was the room where all the communications gear was stored. Makes sense, right? By the mid-20th century, Radio Shack had grown into a small chain, but it was struggling. Enter Charles Tandy. Yes, that Tandy. He bought Radio Shack in the early 60s for the bargain price of $300,000. And this guy? He was a marketing genius. Tandy knew hobbyists and tech geeks were an untapped market. He expanded the product line, created a nationwide presence, and leaned hard into the DIY electronics culture. This was the era of kits. You didn't just buy a radio, you built it yourself. And Tandy's Radio Shack had everything you needed. Transistors, capacitors, resistors, wires. It was like a candy store for the technically inclined. Fast forward to the 70s and 80s and Radio Shack hit its golden age. They introduced the TRS-80 in 1977, one of the first personal computers. It was a big deal. This wasn't just for engineers or scientists. This was a computer you could have at home. Sure, it looked like a typewriter with a cassette player attached, but it was revolutionary. Remember trying to load programs from a cassette tape? The whirring, the clicking, the absolute patience it required? Kids today will never understand. But Radio Shack wasn't just about computers. They sold RC cars, walkie-talkies, tape recorders, speakers, and those infamous 150-in-1 electronics kits. Raise your hand if you accidentally electrocuted yourself trying to wire up a light bulb with those kits. And let's not forget the battery club. You'd get a free battery every month. It was a genius ploy to keep you coming back. Here's where it gets personal. I remember walking into Radio Shack with my dad. He'd go straight to the back, where all the obscure parts were. Meanwhile, I'd beeline for the gadgets. There was always that one sales guy who seemed to know everything. He'd explain the difference between a coaxial cable and RCA jacks like it was the most exciting thing in the world. And somehow, you'd leave with a project you didn't even know you wanted. Maybe it was a build-your-own metal detector or a DIY clock kit. And when you finished it, instant bragging rights. But then came the 90s. Things started to shift. Big box stores like Best Buy and Circuit City began eating into Radio Shack's market. Home computers were getting simpler, more plug and play, and less about tinkering. The internet was taking off, and suddenly, you could order anything online. Radio Shack tried to pivot. They started selling cell phones and gadgets that were more mainstream. But let's be honest, it wasn't the same. The 2000s hit, and Radio Shack was in trouble. They kept closing stores, shifting strategies, and losing that identity that made them special. By 2015, they filed for bankruptcy. Twice. It was heartbreaking. For those of us who grew up with Radio Shack, it felt like losing a part of our childhood. In 2017, the last company-owned Radio Shack store closed its doors in Fort Worth, Texas. A fitting end, considering it was Tandy's hometown. The end of an era, right? But here's the twist. Radio Shack isn't completely gone. There are still a handful of stores out there, mostly independently owned. And the name? It's been resurrected as an online retailer. They're trying to capture that nostalgic magic with a modern twist, selling everything from retro-style electronics to cutting-edge gadgets. Is it the same? No. But it's nice to know the legacy lives on, even if it's in a different form. Interestingly, there's also been a grassroots movement among hobbyists to revive the Radio Shack spirit. Community maker spaces and electronics clubs have sprung up, embracing that hands-on DIY culture. It's like Radio Shack never really left. It just evolved. And in some ways, that feels right, doesn't it? The store may be gone, but the ethos of discovery and tinkering lives on in garages, basements, and workshops across the country. So, what can we take away from the rise and fall of Radio Shack? Maybe it's a reminder of a simpler time when technology was hands-on and the journey was just as exciting as the destination. When you didn't just consume electronics, you understood them, built them, even fixed them. Radio Shack wasn't just a store, it was an experience, a rite of passage. And for us Gen Xers, it'll always hold a special place in our hearts. Thanks for hopping in the time machine with me today. Until next time, keep rocking that Gen X spirit and remember, sometimes it's okay to tinker.
Your ride in the Gen X time machine has come to an end, but the memories don't stop here. Make sure to hit subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss a trip back to the 80s and 90s. More iconic moments and nostalgic trends are waiting for you right now in the Gen X time machine podcast feed. Press subscribe now.